Hello from Kiryat Chaim, Israel. Today we're going to talk about a not so interesting topic, but a very relevant one for nomads and for people who travel. And it's actually useful for everyone. We're going to talk about improving your orientation while being in a new place. So, needless to say, there are various reasons of why we should focus on this subject. Nomads are traveling all the time, they're getting to new places constantly, and it can get confusing when you change places. Your entire environment is changing with you, and therefore if we improve our orientation, we're gonna save huge amounts of time. You're also gonna feel a lot more at home when you know all the places around you. And it's especially relevant when you're in a place that is not that safe. Let's say if you're in the middle of the night in a place that is with a crime problem or whatever, the last thing you want to do is appear like you have no idea where to go and just get yourself more in trouble. So there are various reasons to work on our orientation and to make sure that everywhere we're at, we know more or less what's around us and how to get from A to B. With that said, we're always going to be a little bit lost in some places, so we should also not panic when lost. It's part of the game, especially for nomads. But then again, when we can do something to improve it, then we should. And I'm going to give some steps that on the way I use. I have a huge orientation problem, by the way, and those are the steps I use to more or less know where I am. So the first step would probably be use objects or scenery that keeps on repeating itself. Something that is very evident and dominant. For example, a mountain ridge. Mountains are really good because you can see them from, let's say, some cities like Brasov in Romania or Haifa in Israel. Once you understand where is the mountain, you can see the mountain from everywhere and you can really know where you're at. But it's not only mountains. Some cities have huge rivers that cross the entire city. Some cities even have an amazingly big street that always crosses your path. Other cities have some monuments. For example, Athens has the Acropolis that you can see from far away from almost everywhere in the city. So understanding what are the those huge objects that you can use while at a place will really help out. So I recommend that when you get to a new place, just figure out what are the objects or the things you can use in order to better orient it yourself. Those things keep on appearing again, so it's really easy to use them and they're useful during all your stay. One more tool you can use is basically it's a mindset. Try walking more. The more you walk, the more you know the city. So if you have a chance to choose between taking a taxi or walking, or even taking a bus or walking, go for walking. We're a lot more conscious when we walk and we learn more about the place. Not to mention that it's really great exercise and it's great for your health. So whenever you can, just walk and connect to where you are. Speaking of walking and maybe also driving, I suggest that when you're in a new place and you just start to get used to the place, when you can, follow the not so known path, meaning always choose the place or the path or a road that you don't really know where it goes or you haven't been before. You know the general direction is where you need to go, but that way you keep on exploring new places, especially when you have a little bit more of a free time to do so. So you'll be surprised of if you do this thing and start seeing and using new roads and new paths, your sense of orientation will be a lot better and you'll feel like really a local over time. One more thing you might want to try in order to improve your orientation would be to use the sun. So basically the sun rises from the east and sets at the west. And once you know this fact, and let's say you're in the beginning of the day or at the end of the day, you pretty much can use this to orient yourself. If you know more or less in which part of the city or the place you're at, you can pretty much understand how to use it to your favor. Some people actually also use the stars, like the Star of North or other methods that are a little bit more complicated. If you have a chance to understand this and you have the ability to grasp it, something that I don't, I really recommend it. I've seen some people doing amazing things by knowing the stars, especially at night when you're out in the wilderness. It's priceless to have this skill. So especially if you're doing walks and treks, you should invest time in getting this very valuable knowledge. Moving on to something that is also a mindset item, it would be consciousness. So when we walk, a lot of us, I always drift away, you know. I just walk automatically and I don't really pay that much attention. And when you walk consciously and you keep on thinking about what do I see now and what is this place, you know, our brain is trained to discard most of the information we see unless we train it to hold this information. So when we do walk consciously and see, here is a new shop and that's the name of this street and the name of that street, you're going to be surprised to see that when you get lost, if you've used consciousness in a very good way, it's going to be in no time that you're going to see a place that you know. So less daydreaming and more remembering and focusing on things that you see. It can be the sounds, it can be the smell, it can be the noises, and of course what you see. And by the way, if you do walk consciously and you're conscious to what's going on around you, it's going to be really helpful the next time you're going to look for a laundry place or a supermarket or a special shop, because you've already identified and mapped those places. So there are lots of benefits of being more conscious to where you are. One more concept you might want to use is the reverse engineering process. We're lost when we start from our origin place. We're not lost. Let's say you're at your hostel in a city that you don't really know that well. You're not lost the minute you get out of your hostel. The problem starts is when you start walking around and then you don't really remember how to go back. So the reverse engineering concept is basically saying, identify what you do every time you take a turn. Make sure you know and remember the turn you've done in order to be able to repeat when needed. So this is something that once we understand that we can't get lost if we know what is the origin and we know the path that we've taken, it's great. One of the recommended things is always look back. It's also good to avoid people who rob you, but for the less paranoid people, it's also good to look back, because basically when you look back, it's your future way back. So sometimes when you look back, it doesn't look that familiar as you might have think. So always take a look back, see what is the way ahead of you when you actually take the return trip. So moving on to the next step, document where you are. So for example, it's not really where you are, document the important places. Let's say you have your hostel. Worst case scenario, if you're lost, you always should know the address of the hostel. The same for other places you're going to. So don't really rely on your memory. In some cases you will be lost, and documenting the exact address of the relevant places for you will help a lot. One more important critical tool is getting a map. And by the way, there is hope for people who have really bad orientation like me, because usually those people are okay with maps. So once you get a map and you understand more or less how the city looks like on a map, it's gonna be a lot easier for you. So by maps, I'm saying it doesn't have to be a paper map. There are lots of applications now of city maps and Google Maps that you can even download for offline use. So even if you're not connected to GPS, it's still great to know more or less how does the map of the city looks like and where are you more or less. And let's switch to another tool that sometimes I use when I really have bad orientation problems. I try drawing a map. And drawing a map really helps you being aware of where you are. So once you know more or less the main key points in the city and you draw the map, it does enter your mind better, and it avoids you from getting horribly lost. One more tool that you can use is technology. And in today's world, if you're well equipped, until your battery runs out, you can't really get lost. So we're talking about GPS. Basically, if you have a smartphone or a tablet and you have a Wi-Fi connection or a 3G connection, you're okay wherever you are. You just you can always see on the map where you are and also point to your destination. In the outdoor, it's a little bit more complicated because sometimes you're not connected and there is no internet connection. So one of the tools you might want to use is a compass, which is always reliable, and you can see more or less where to go using a compass. Now, for what to do if you're lost. So basically, if you're lost, and one of the things you can do is to gamble. And especially if you're going to a place that is very popular, what I do usually is just following others. So let's say I'm in a city and I need to go to the exit of the city. Pretty much your best shot will be following most of the cars, because they're probably also exiting and not going to one specific location. It might not work, but it's your best chance. Let's say that it's a lot more logical that you're going to get to the exit of a city if you follow a line of cars than if you go to a place where there are no cars going to. It's probably not this way. The same goes if you need to go to a traffic hub. Following people in the street, many people are going on the same direction, probably chances are that they're going to where you need to go. And even if they don't go to where you need to go, at least you can better get familiar with the most popular places in the city. So that's also an advantage. And the last thing, which is one of the most important thing, is to not to be shy and ask questions, especially as a tourist and as a nomad. People are going to be very interested in helping you. So, and this is one of the best ways of making friends, asking questions, making local friends. So don't be shy, and when you're lost, just start a conversation and ask where to go, and you might receive a lot of additional information other than making new friends about where you should go and what is recommended. So that's maybe the best advice there is. So in conclusion, using the tools I mentioned, unless you're blessed with amazing orientation, and some people are, will save you a lot of time, sometimes will get you out of trouble. That's basically it. And when you are lost, just make the best out of it. Part of the big part of traveling is actually being lost in new places. So enjoy it, and until the next time.